How's it going? How you
It's
feeling?
going, man. It's going. I'm excited. I'm excited.
So am I, dude.
The little teaser we got yesterday is hyping me up a little bit, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah,
Which
yeah.
one? The first or second? The Essence one or the other one?
Both of them, but the second one especially.
Okay. Why? Why is that one piquing your interest?
I am a sword enjoyer. And I'm
So you're a
hoping for
believer.
swords.
So
I'm a
you're a
believer.
believer.
I'm a believer. Yeah. The sword has got me excited.
You think we might get swords in this patch?
I mean, I think it's very possible. They because of this, the image they released, the blacksmith guy, but also like a while back when they did the there was another little teaser about like a gladiator helmet. And I don't know, I always think of gladiators using swords. So that's kind of like another little, I think both of those combined, I mean, I think we might get lucky. I don't know.
I mean, if we don't get swords and axes, maybe even axes, I'm shocked at what GGG's doing with these teasers. 'Cause they come on, they know what they're infamous for, right? They're just going
Yeah.
in. Just yeah, here's a gladiator helmet, here's a sword and the Warrior Ascendancy teaser, and in the Mercenary one, there was also a dude wielding a sword there. So,
Yeah. The like guy he's commanding has got a sword.
Well, I'm curious. You're a sword enjoyer. I gotta ask, because I haven't tuned into any streams and I've just seen your videos. You've only recently started making content with Path of Exile 2. You've only got 12 videos out. Have you been a longtime ARPG player? Did you play Path of Exile 1? What's your journey looked like so far?
Man, I mean, I play all kinds of games in variety. I actually have more hours in PoE 2 than I do in PoE 1 by like 100 or something. And I played a lot of PoE 2, to be fair. It's like 700 to 600 or something like that. I played a few leagues of PoE 1, but I wasn't there for like the first half of PoE 1. Like I was a pretty late joiner, and I don't know, it was like a really deep system already, and I feel like I learned a lot of it, but it never like really caught me, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, you didn't get the bug. They didn't get your soul, even though did you ever reach like the end game?
I mean, I did a lot of the end game. I didn't do a ton of bossing. My favorite mechanics in PoE 1 were Delirium and Delve. I've always played Cyclone, and I just liked spinning and just going in straight lines and and
Nice.
yeah.
Well, that's
And
awesome.
what
What gripped you with PoE 2, dude? Did you just hop in right when it was, releasing into early access and super
Yeah,
enjoyed
I
it?
mean, so I've got a bunch of like IRL buddies that play PoE 1, so there was a bunch of hype in like our little friend group for PoE 2. And then I always kind of off and on make videos for stuff that we're playing. And for me, I mean, the campaign was amazing. The campaign was phenomenal. And then for a while I really liked the end game too. It wasn't until like, I don't know, 500 hours in that I started to kind of catch on to some of the things that maybe they could do a little bit better. But
That happens though. I mean, when you're playing that much, see, I'm of the I was in a podcast on Saturday and some people were calling it the hate cast, right? Because there's all these people, they've been playing Path of Exile 1, they played Path of Exile 2, and they love these games so much, but they express that love through criticism and like, I just want to see this change. And of the four people on the pod, I was definitely the most positive about the game. And I appreciated the videos I saw of you because you were like taking the game as it was currently designed and like squeezing all the fun from it. And I like the currency strategy videos, farming the Trial of Chaos too. I love that sort of stuff because even though a lot of people have a lot of distaste when it comes to how the game's currently designed, I still feel like there's a bunch of fun in there. Or tens of
Oh yeah, I
thousands, if
mean,
not hundreds of thousands of people for a stupid amount of time. in a 4 month span.
I had tons of fun.
Yeah.
I had 700 hours. Okay. I say 700 hours because that's what Steam tells me, but really it was probably more like 450 because I was AFK editing and selling items and stuff, you know, for a lot of that. But I mean, I had tons of fun. And even with the end game too, I mean, I didn't. So like in all of my videos that I made, a lot of the currency testing stuff, I kind of told people what would be the most optimal way to do it, but I was never really doing it perfectly. I was kind of doing it like the Alk and Go strat, like kind of the more modest, something achievable for everybody, that kind of technology, you know, because I couldn't be bothered to go and do the super min-max tower strat where you're doing all the maps you don't like.
A fellow
and
then soul.
You go back, you know, I also do all that stuff. Like I couldn't be bothered to do all that, but I could be bothered to just play a lot.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the strategy I did.
Which, I know you said this in your currency farming video, which strategy did you find the most fun out of everything that you tested? You know, Delirium, Trial of the Sekhmus farming, Trial of Chaos, all that stuff. Which did you enjoy the most?
Well, if they would fix the way you pick up loot for Breach, I would love Breach the most, but I couldn't be bothered to pick up all the splinters every map and go back through. Like you do the whole map worth of breaches and then you go back and you have to pick up the whole map. I couldn't do that. So my favorite was Expedition and Ritual. And then I would use like a Delirium Waystone on top of that. So I would kind of do all three together at the same time. But I liked all three of those. Actually, pretty much all my currency came from Expedition. Like I probably really didn't make very much from Ritual. I just like reinvested all of it into doing the pinnacle fight and didn't make anything. But I did all the pinnacle fights I did for Expedition fighting Ulroth. I think I got two of the timeless jewels or whichever unique jewel it was that came from Ulroth. Ooh, those both sold for like 45 div or something, so that was like enough to get my whole build going.
That's crazy money.
Yeah,
absolutely insane. Which build did you find the most fun? I know you played the Demon Mommy, right?
Mm-hmm. I was a Demon Form Enjoyer. So my first character was a warrior. To end game and very quickly made a new character. And then I made a monk, but I chose the other monk. I chose the Cheyula monk, and I got that character to end game. And I was doing Flicker Strike on my monk for a while. That was a lot of fun. But then I tried some other stuff and kind of just bricked the character as soon as I stopped using Flicker Strike. And then I made my Infernalist.
Okay.
And my Infernalist definitely was my favorite character. I mean, that was the one I stuck with. So,
You enjoyed awesome. Just the demon form. I haven't touched it yet. So it looks so fluid and everything. I watched all three races and by far, like the smoothest looking were definitely the Infernalists who use the demon form, and they're just casually sliding past everything with the wings. Does it feel that fluid to play just in the regular?
It feels amazing. Like in PoE 1, you have tons of movement abilities, right? There's all kinds of movement in PoE 1, and it didn't really, I mean, unless you have Temporalis or like Flicker Strike in PoE 2, like there's not a ton of like dashing around and I guess Shield Charge and the Leap Slam all the speedrunners were doing, but the movement on the demon form felt so good. That was actually what made me want to try it. Oh, yeah. And then once I started dashing around as a demon, I couldn't play anything else at that point. It was over.
Oh God.
Yeah.
So I need to be careful. If I test her out, I'm not going to be able to go back to anything else next week.
Yeah. Once you go demon, that's it.
All right. I'll keep that in mind. For that next league, dude. So, I feel like we're close enough. We're like a week. It's next week at this point. I feel like we need to do some predictions for this league, dude.
Is it
like
that soon? Oh my gosh, it is.
Okay,
27.
It's 9 days. It's 9 days. Ooh. That's pretty close, though. I mean, agree or disagree? I think that this is the most important patch of early access because it's setting everyone's expectations of what GGG can do as a company. A lot of these people have not experienced a Path of Exile 1 launch. And, you know, I know you've set up, you've played a few, but like every live stream, everyone's always in awe of what they're able to do. I feel like they need to replicate that magic for this Path of Exile 2 patch.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people playing PoE 2 that this is their first experience with a game like this. I do think that, like, you're right. This, a lot of people are like, have really heavy expectations for this patch, but I do also think everyone needs to like remember that this is just early access.
Mm.
Like the game could be completely flipped over.
Yes, please.
By the time the game comes out, like
I hope it flips over this patch, dude. Honestly,
yeah. I mean, I don't disagree with you. I mean, I really enjoyed it, but I do think, especially in the end game, they could make some adjustments. I think this Greater Essence thing that they leaked is actually amazing.
Yeah,
because that was a huge problem I had was there was I think in the, my 700 hours I seen like 4 Greater Essences.
Which oh my god,
dude, crazy to me.
Wow.
maybe I'm just unlucky, but yeah, I've never seen these things.
Yeah, I'm doing like a hardcore run, and I've found a Greater Essence in my hardcore run, which is crazy. So yeah, I think I found a good chunk. I'm hoarding them though. I haven't sold any of them. But yeah, that encounter, what do you think it is? Just judging from the teaser.
I mean, it's a unique essence. It's tough it's tough for me to tell if this is like an essence-y map or if all these crystals in the background are, because normally there's like multiple mobs crystallized around the main one.
Yeah.
So I can't tell if it's like its own map or if it's just, you know, just a unique essence. I would love to see more essence stuff in the Atlas tree.
Yeah.
Maybe there'd be a way to like guarantee some unique essences in like a boss map or something. I don't know. But that'd be cool. Just any way to see more essence, greater essences would be awesome.
Do you think there's a chance that they split it out into its own essence tree and they turn this into like a pinnacle encounter similar to Zeshed and Simulacrum and everything? Because that's what I was thinking too. I was going in that place like, oh my gosh, this is an essence map. Shards, crystals everywhere. There's, you know, maybe multiple unique bosses. Maybe my mind's going wild. But they also like teased their reworked Atlas tree.
Yeah.
And I saw Strongbox and Shrine and like
that bottom left corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see any like essence. I don't know. Are essences in the bottom left corner? I can't remember.
I think essences are like in the top right. There's also a node in the boss Atlas section that's like every like guarantee an essence on your boss map or something like that.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. It'd be just to see more greater essences would be awesome.
Right.
I kind of wish that they would change. So I've kind of thought about greater essence because I really miss scouring orbs. Because without scouring orbs in the game, like we kind of have to pick up billions of white bases or like buy a bunch of white bases all the time. And it'd be nice to have some way to like restart an item.
Hmm.
I kind of like the idea of greater essences being that medium where you can use a greater essence and it would like be kind of like an old school essence from PoE 1, like it would chaos the item. With a modifier.
Yeah. So you prefer the, cause I actually just had a debate about this, the scouring orbs of old versus the importance of base items of today. You'd prefer just to be picking up those and being able to craft on one item base, essentially. And once you have that one base, you can basically toss, you know, rares to the side. If orbs of scouring aren't super rare, right?
Yeah, I mean, because like the way it is right now, I know like my endgame filter after all the time I put in, my endgame filter was basically just perfect white bases And like the rares were so like almost less important than the white bases, because the you know, you could almost have guaranteed profit from the whites. You know, there was people buying like perfect wands, or yeah. I can't remember the base names now because it's been like a month. but you know, you could sell white bases in bulk and make like pretty solid profit. Yeah. Especially towards the end, everything was going up like crazy. But
still, man,
I was under the impression that we were going to be picking up way less stuff in POE 2. And it never really felt that way, because I was always picking up all the perfect white bases all the time. And maybe it's probably also a T16 problem. Whenever you're running T16 maps, level 82 maps, you know, well, I guess they're technically tier 18 because you're 16 +1/+1.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're running and you're getting all the level 82 base drops all the time, maybe if I wasn't doing that, I wouldn't have all these inventory full of white items. But
it's a good way to make profit. But still, like, it's kind of weird that those are the most coveted things. And then the rares usually aren't valuable. Like, I probably picked up every quarterstaff. Rare quarterstaff I found that was a gothic quarterstaff or a slicing quarterstaff all throughout my time in Endgame, and I did not find a single one that replaced the quarterstaff I bought on trade, you know, after giving in finally and just buying like a 700 PDPS quarterstaff. That I don't like that. Like, I was picking up tier 4, tier 5 quarterstaff, and it's like crappy rolls. I just feel like maybe they need to make ground loot a little bit better in some way, or just for those tier 5 items that you find, the better mod, like, they know the good mod rolls. I don't know. I know there's millions of people playing and those good items exist, and I'm just not lucky enough to find them. But it does feel bad never finding your own upgrade or even crafting. Like, I did kind of what you did, picking up like the white items, but then I used them myself. And I used a bunch of essences to like craft whatever the physical essence was, to try to get a good fizz roll. Dude, I didn't get a whole quad tab of them. I got one that was like an 80% fizz, and the rest was lower, or it was physical damage as mana or whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, what?
Yeah.
Crazy.
So yeah, I feel like I don't think I did any crafting at all. Because I tried.
It hurts.
But ultimately, I used the best deterministic crafting in the entirety of the game, and that is the trade site. I think I literally got every single piece of gear from the trade site, and I tried actually on my first two characters. I remember my buddies giving me a bunch of crap because I kept saying, like, oh, I'm just going to craft everything. I'm just going to be a crafter. And that ended up being the complete opposite of what happened.
Yeah. Well, there's just not the options, you know. I'm hoping they introduce a few in this patch. Now, some people think that this Forge Master slamming a sword on the anvil is hinting toward a crafting bench. Loopy, are you pro or anti crafting bench?
I mean, it's hard to not agree with the crafting bench. Like, the crafting bench was great. It is kind of what runes are, right? Maybe they just need to expand on runes some more, or like make some more runes, some more soul cores or something. But I mean, the crafting bench was great.
That's one of those things that, I know that runes were trying to replace crafting bench. But in this case, and in a lot of cases, I prefer POE 2 to POE 1, right? But man, in this one case, I'm just like, that's just objectively worse what they're trying to do here. Like, I don't know. I feel like I've explained it to my friends too, my IRL friends, who also, opposite of your friends, never would play Path of Exile 1. Got them all to play POE 2, and now they have like triple my hours. And they love it. I've explained to them what the crafting bench is, and they're all like, oh my God. Yes. What? You're telling me I can add movement speed
movement to speed
these perfect boots that I slam with an X and I get, you know, life regen tier one on? Oh god.
Yeah, but what if there was a movement speed soul core?
See, right, that's the thing. They would need to massively expand that out. I feel like I feel like that would work. Like, I guess it would work, right?
And they would just need to add so much more.
Right, there needs to be like a huge number, and it would turn into, you know, an economical thing, right? It's not necessarily something that you can guarantee, like the crafting bench, something that you would need to farm out. Like,
yeah,
with a movement speed soul core, don't tell me it's going to be dropping from, like, I don't know, the trial master at a 2% drop rate. Don't do that, grinding gear games. I know you're thinking it, okay? Like, that's the only problem I would foresee with that. But I mean, soul core farming, dude. You know, I don't know if my dad looked at your video or not, but he has perfected the Trial of Chaos farming strategy, and he's like a machine. He gets on at 5 a.m. He farms the Trial of Chaos for the soul cores of that's a poop fleet, whatever. I think the magic fine ones, you know?
People, the Azcapas, people loved that strategy. And I think it's because you just use the currency exchange. You don't have to know the value of anything. You don't have to have played PoE1. You don't have to know anything about the game. You just get soul cores and they turn into exalted orbs.
Yeah.
So
it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And right now, dude, you said it's been a month since you played Path of Exile 2, right? About, right?
I hopped on for a little bit when the they did the race. I did the first race, and then a little bit before that when they did the tower little teaser thing. I hopped on and played a little bit there because I wanted to like double check all the tower layouts and see like, is this as bad as I think it's gonna be? And actually I don't think it's quite as bad as I thought it was gonna be.
All right, let's actually dive into that then. What are your thoughts on the tower changes and towers? Go for it, man.
Okay, the one map, there's one tower map that's absolutely terrible. The one that's like the base tower map. I can't remember all the names of them, but
Lost Towers.
The narrow hall. Yeah, Lost Towers, that one. That one's atrocious. That one will be bad for every sort of mechanic.
Uh-huh.
But like, for the most part, the rest of the tower maps, like, I just blasted through them, and I was full clearing the tower maps because I didn't want to just run through it like we always have been. I was full clearing it. Because now we're going to have to kill all the rares. And I wanted just to see how long it was going to take me. Like, all the tower, they took me like 3 minutes, like, maximum. They're
linear.
They're very linear. And for the most of them are pretty open, too, honestly.
The triangle, like, one especially, like the pyramid?
Like, unless you get unlucky with where it spawns, which that can happen on any map. Mm. You know, if your breach spawns on a wall on any map, you're going to be bummed out. But, like, the layouts weren't terrible. They're better than some regular maps, that's for sure.
Oh yeah. We're talking about you, Meyer. We are.
Yeah, Meyer. Yeah.
Meyer has the bad layout and it has the stupid purple flower people. Holy crap. Yeah. Please, GGG. Those were enough in Path of Exile 1 and Affliction. You brought them back for Path of Exile 2. Oh. Those are On Death Effects, Loopy, what's your thought on those? I haven't had this conversation in a while.
Well, I cheated because my build. So, like, for the first two characters, the monk and the warrior, I was feeling it. But then they kind of nerfed it a little bit. They nerfed the On Death Effects a little bit. And then my final build, which was the Demon Form, Flame Blast, and I used the gloves that converted fire damage to cold damage. And then my support on one of my supports on Flame Blast was Frost Nexus or something, something worded like that. So I was freezing everything and shattering everything, so there was never any On Death Effects for me.
Oh,
so
dang it!
So
man.
I didn't really,
you're like one of those dirty ice strike monks. Come on,
you might know one of those, I think, right?
I do know one of those. Gosh. Everyone's playing Ice Strike Monk except me. I went Tempest Flurry, non-stat stacking, jank ass build. Armor of Ash, man. You like that fight? You don't like that fight?
So, to be honest, I mean, I never really got to fully experience it.
Oh yeah,
like, you trivialized that's it. That's kind of the bummer. But I've seen videos of people like actually playing, you know, like I watched Quinn do the fight, right? And I've seen videos of other people like actually playing it out. And I think that is, in my opinion, at least, like that's the vision. That boss fight is probably what they're aiming for when it goes how it should probably go, when people aren't just one-shotting it.
Yeah. Dude, it's,
I think I'm it looks sorry. Like a good fight. It just, they just need to make it tankier.
Heck yeah. Yeah. Cause by the time you get to it, on some characters, you're trivializing the tier zero. And then by the time you get to the next Citadel set, you're trivializing the tier one. And it's just, yeah, it's rough. I've watched my friends trivialize it, but I did it the ethical way, and it's a very fun fight. Right. And it feels so fulfilling once you overcome it. I hope that is the vision. I really do.
Yeah. Do you think I've been thinking about like how they intend to fix the boss fight, and other than like bringing people down, like bringing player power down, I feel like the boss fight should start at like tier three. Like tier three power should be the first one you fight, tier four the second, and then make like tier five and six even more crazy.
I think even like more not exponential, but definitely a huge amount more of health, because we saw, I was wrong, I said Lily was doing this, it was Connor Converse, you know, one man, he was one spark killed Arbiter max tier. Oh my god, like
I feel like
that that max tier of the boss should be, you are gripping your mouse, you're like white gripping your key, like tapping your keys. You're in the moment fighting it. Like it should be intense. I know everybody doesn't like that, but I feel like with the way Path of Exile 2 is currently balanced, those moments are going to be really rare, because even though I would love them to slow down the game with the clear speed and everything in endgame, I don't think that is going to happen, but I think they can achieve that in these boss battles where it's, you're so much more isolated. It's you versus one other foe. It's an arena. They can balance all around that. The pack encounters though, I'm a little less skeptical on. How are you feeling about the speed of the game itself? I know you've played Path of Exile 1, you said. I mean, that game, very, very fast. Path of Exile 2, it was always sold as, all right, we're gonna break, this is our reset. It's gonna be more methodical to start. We'll get to Path of Exile 1 levels eventually. Heck yeah, yeah. But I feel like we started and we're like almost there already with Temporalis and all this other stuff. How you feel about the current pace of the game?
Yeah, I'm kind of well, I mean, there's not a bunch of mobility, so I'm not surprised, I guess, that there's like at least an option. At least Temporalis is really, really expensive.
Right.
I feel like as far as map clearing goes, if they're going to keep the end game the way it is, like how we have to travel great distances and clear all these maps to do anything, I feel like clearing maps needs to feel really good. I think like the Ice Strike Herald of Ice, or the Herald of Thunder Herald of Ice thing is like probably gonna get nerfed, but I do think that's what felt the best. I mean, that's what looked, until it gets too crazy, I guess, like people who just hit one mob and the whole map dies. I guess that's a little out of control, but having some kind of proliferation in your build is almost necessary for it to feel really nice. So I feel like the map clearing needs to at least be that fast, but I think that the bosses are what need to seriously be like buffed up and juiced, and the boss fight should be these epic encounters. I actually kind of me and some buddies were talking about an idea where it'd be cool if these tower bosses that they're adding, if there was some way to juice them up like really crazy, like if, you know, the more maps you do around the tower or something makes the tower bosses more juicy and drop more stuff.
That'd be super cool.
Because it would kind of like, it would give you another incentive almost to I mean, people still wouldn't like that, because people don't want to do the bad maps anyways. Right. Like, I guess that maybe that wouldn't be a good idea, because people just want to do the maps they like. I don't know how they're going to get that into the game, though.
It's so
with the current layout, with the current layout for endgame that they've got, like, we're just doing all the maps. It is what it is.
Yeah. I've had Valve factories with like six mechanics on them, like six Elon Musk things on them, and I just don't do them. I just skip them. It's like, I don't know.
I mean, it's the enemies that take forever to spawn pisses me the heck off. Why are normal mobs ever invulnerable? Come on, guys. Like, the robots rolling off the walls and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like if they're going to have this like Civ board style Atlas, right, where, like you said, we're traveling vast distances to get places, we should have some more ways to interact with it besides hopping from map to map to map, like literal items that we can use to edit the maps, like, you know, change one map into a different style of map or connect different points on the Atlas. Or maybe we get, you know, a airdrop from Doriani and he can move us from one part of the map like to 20 nodes away, like cool stuff like that. I know that sounds crazy, but that's something I think that Grindr games, if they lean into this style of game within a game and they want to embrace it, they could totally try that out. Or they just throw this away, which I honestly, Loopy, I think they're probably just going to, like, I think by 1.0, I think they're going to trash it and replace it with something else, like they've done with Path of Exile 1's endgame for so long. And that was that was a little bit of a chat that I'd love to get your opinion on. Early access, okay? Mm-hmm. Everyone right now is heavily critiquing the endgame experience, right? You know, like you said, you played it for many 500 hours before you realize, oh, problems, okay? Towers and the way that bosses are scaling, all this stuff, right? But what is the point of early access? Would you rather them focus on reiterating and revamping the end game right now, or getting like the acts out and getting the classes and skills out and then, you know, launching the game and then iterating on the end game in leagues like they did forever with PoE1? What do you think should be their primary focus, or what would you personally enjoy their focus to be? I'm really curious to hear your thoughts on this.
Well, they definitely need a good campaign. Yeah. Like acts 1 through 6 need to be perfect, because a lot of players, like sometimes the blasters forget this, but a lot of players play the campaign and then they don't even care about the end game. It's just that some people just play the campaign and then they're done. I think there's a surprising amount of people like that. But they do need to make some changes to the end game. They need to like at least have a good base to build on. I'm not sure if what they have right now is a good base or not. I mean, it's just hard to say. We don't know what they're cooking. There's obviously things we don't know, because there's the four things you can put in, like the four slots when you put your waystone in. So there's got to be something else that goes in there. Maybe the question is, what is it?
Yeah, you know? maybe they're gonna bring some scarabs in, give you a little bit more agency, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if they, like you said, like a perfect example would be if we could just turn maps into our favorite layouts with some other item or something, you know, like some kind of Vol item that changes the map completely into whatever you want.
Yeah,
they do need, also, I've heard you talk about it, the charter thing where we can connect a map to another map. Yes, we need that 100%. Oh my gosh, the amount of times where I've just had these awful random dead ends on my Atlas is just, it's like an open prairie. Like, why I can't, what? I can travel through the mountain, but I can't go through this area of grass. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
That the generation needs to improve. Okay. Or we need a way to connect these nodes. Cause I have ran into the prairie thing with citadels. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, no way. Like, you know, I'll spend like 3 days, you know, over the course of the week, you know, an hour each day getting to this place. And then I click the tower that's like right in range of it. And I expand it out. Oh no, there's no connection anywhere. Oh gosh. That's one of the, Josh Strife Hayes, you know, he first popularized this, in my opinion, the quit moment, you know, a lot of people's quit moment in Path of Exile. Might be when they're first opening up the passive tree. Well, my quit moment is when I use a tower, and then I see a citadel has no connections to my atlas, and I'm like, all right, I'm done for a few days. I'm out.
Yep.
I really want to fight this.
And that's after spending like 3 hours to get to that. You know, you've seen the beacon out in the fog. You spend 3 hours farming around a mountain to get to it. Yeah. And then you get to like a little. Yeah. It's definitely something with the generation of the Atlas nodes or something. It's not doing it right. Please. And maybe they can fix that. I feel like the easier option would be just to give us a way to connect stuff.
I think that'd be cool. Yeah, because you could also be, you know, cheeky with it too. You don't need to do it between two nodes that a node that isn't connected to your Atlas. You could also do it to like a skip over like a Val factory that has six mechanics. You just don't want to do it. You just connect this node to the another node that's nearby. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah. I think the more ways they give us to like manipulate the Atlas, the better.
Honestly. More agency. I think that's the big difference between other games. And Path of Exile 2 is we have very little player agency right now. A lot of it is random and it's just like sprung upon you. It's either random or you got to use this tower system, right? Mm-hmm. And even the tower system is random. So,
yeah.
Rough. Very rough.
I really like Delve in PoE 1. Yeah. And that's like kind of similar to the Atlas. But in Delve, you're just going in a straight line the whole time. So it's like probably more like people probably like it a little bit more because of that, I guess. But I like the idea of the Atlas.
I do. And I like that it is different from other games in Path of Exile 1.
One thing I didn't like about PoE 1 is that the meta just becomes run the most efficient map for whatever it is you're doing, run it 100 times and then your build is done, or whatever, you know, 1,000 times and then your build is done.
Right.
And Crimson. I like the Crimson. Variety. Yeah. I like the variety. I just give us a little like 75% of the maps are fantastic.
Yeah.
It's the 25% when you get stuck on them that really suck.
And it's a minefield of them too. I swear, when you get into a Val factory minefield, you're not getting out for a while. It's really rough. Yeah. Now for point two, what are some of your big predictions for this patch, dude? We know Huntress is coming. We know Spear is coming. I guess maybe, are you going to play Huntress, or does it depend on what other options are available?
Well, the top two choices for me would be, if Druid is out, I want to play Druid, and if Swords are out, I want to play Swords. Okay. Those are going to be the two like things tearing me to pieces. Like, which one of those do I choose? I'll probably go with Swords if both options are available to me. I'll end up playing both, but I'll start with Swords.
Yeah, start with Swords because you won't be able to move from Druid to Swords, dude. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, once I start playing the Druid, it'll be like over. The demon form all over again.
Exactly. Yeah, it's the opposite. It's the big bulky bear or whatever.
Yeah.
In
the top left of the passive tree, there's like this little claw. There's like a claw of nodes for attack damage. Mm-hmm. It's like up in the top left of the witch area. And they've been taunting me the whole early access so far. I'm just like waiting to be able to use those.
I can't see them not do. I know everybody's like, oh, well, they would have led with the Druid teaser instead of the Huntress. No, I am holding out hope that they're saving it for the day. They want to create the most buzz that day. If they release Druid on the reveal stream, live stream, I feel like the buzz is just going to be incredible. You know, they keep it under wraps the whole time. And then if they do Swords too, dude, I mean, it's going to knock people's socks off. So
I've got a lot of copium for this patch. I think it's going to be bigger than people are maybe giving it credit for. Like, because they said that they have in one of the teasers they posted, they said that they were keeping all the big changes under wraps. And it's like, what's bigger than like all more ascendancies and classes and support gems?
Remember that, guys. Remember that. They said they're keeping stuff under wraps until the reveal. Okay. and they've already shown the Huntress. That's my thing, dude. Because in the Path of Exile 1 teasers of old, they always showed like the little things or the confirmed things in the teasers. And then on reveal day, it was all of us just, you know, mouths agape for 45 minutes straight. And they've already shown the ascendancies. They've shown the Huntress. What is going to be like? Do you think they need to work on Endgame? What do you think they'll add? Maybe more mechanics from Path of Exile 1? Do you think we'll see the inclusion of that boss that happens after Arbiter? What do you think is going to happen there?
That guy has got some hype. That's all. That guy has an aura, is all I'm saying. He is he's cool. I don't know if we're going to fight him or not yet. Okay. Although that would be cool. I think they may be holding that up. They do need to spread the hype out a little bit. I think I don't. So the only reason I would maybe think we wouldn't get Druid this patch is because playing Demon Form, and like in my comments and stuff, there are tons and tons of bugs with shape shifting, especially for console players. Like console players have an awful time with Demon Form. Like every time they go into Demon Form, it'll turn off all their spirit gems, and like any minions or anything, like everything just gets disabled. So I think there was maybe some fixes for. There was also for a long time you couldn't be in Demon Form in Trial of Sekhma. I do think they fixed that.
Oh God.
When it would do the reverse time thing towards the end of the final floor of Trial of Sekhma, it would just close your game, and you just couldn't do it. And then when they fixed that, then you could go into the fight at the end there, but it would like just kick you out of demon form, which is awful because you have all your demon flame stacks. So then you'd just have to like walk in a circle for 3 minutes getting stacks again. But that's the only, I'm really hoping for Druid, but that's the only reason I would think. I mean, I guess there's also it could just not be ready yet, but I'd be surprised if they have all these other ascendancies ready and not Druid. Because there's already been some videos, like they've teased Druid, so.
Dude, and they said first two classes are going to be Druid and Huntress. They're right there. Yeah. And you're right, 2023, they released that Druid video of Werebear form.
Mm-hmm.
Just ever since then, I've just wanted it so bad.
There's six classes that we're expecting, right? Six more.
Yeah.
So if they did two per patch and like released an act per patch or something, I feel like that would be enough hype. And then also like another league mechanic or something on top of that. Like that would be enough hype to get people to play every single time.
Oh, I think so. Easily. What do you think in Steam player numbers here? People coming back or people just playing. What do you think? Do you think we're going to break the concurrent record, which was 576,000 or something like that? Or you think it's going to be a less amount?
I don't think the hype is going to be the same as the original hype
until
the full, until the free-to-play launch.
1.0. That's going to be stupid.
The free-to-play launch is going to, like crash Steam or something. It's going to be insane. I mean, just think about how many people. It always blows my mind, people paying for early access, but it almost actually, to be honest, early access nowadays, what does that even mean? Like, is Path of Exile 2 already out? You know, are we even like the way people treat it? They treat it like it's already out.
They do.
So, you know,
GGG do too.
It kind of feels that way. Yeah. I mean, because also it's not like GGG treat us like beta testers.
They're not
like if they were treating us like beta testers, we would just have free rerolls on our characters. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They would want us to test everything constantly.
Yeah,
but
yeah, they're not. Yeah, I'm thinking. What did I say the other day? Like 410. I think is my prediction. I think it will be pretty high, but yeah, I don't think it's going to be 576,000. I don't think we're going to break records or anything.
Yeah, it'll maybe like 75% of the people returning that played it. Yeah.
Then I think a lot of new people will come in, and obviously we're going to get supporter packs. Oh, yeah. Will I buy that? Yep. I don't know. Maybe.
I got the big pack in this last one, so I'll probably be just chilling on this one.
I got the big pack too. I love my art book. It's beautiful. I also got the Katava plushie. Did you get the Katava plush? Probably not. You're not a POE one enjoyer. But
no. Yeah. I mean, Katava's cool. I got his statue in my hideout, but I didn't get any of the stuff.
Dude, that's so true. I haven't put those up, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't realize I haven't.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, Hillock mm-hmm. and Katava and Dominus. Or no, it's Malachi. I think it's Malachi. Maybe it's both.
Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't put those up. Dude, thank you for reminding me. I totally forgot.
I'm one of those nerds that just like sits in my hideout and decorates and stuff. Like
very nice.
I gotta have it looking nice for when people come in to trade me, you know?
There you go. Do you have a stupid efficient hideout where like everybody is within like a meter of each other, or is it, you know, more decorative?
It's or a mix? It's pretty efficient, okay. But I do not allow it to hurt my immersion. It's gotta be immersive for me when I'm in there.
Okay. Which one did you go for?
Oh, I'm using the beacon of salvation.
Beacon of salvation? Okay. Do you boat race?
The expensive one. So I don't know what the deal is, but my boats don't work.
Oh,
I get on the boat and it crashes my game.
Oh no.
So I just never used them.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah.
GGG must know about that. That's probably top priority right there.
You know, I did pay a lot of money for that hideout.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly, dude. Yeah. And obviously, Act 4 is going to come with some boat encounters, I'm sure. I mean, are you keyed into what Act 4 looks like, or are you kind of blind as to what it is?
I'm not sure. I don't know anything about Act 4, honestly.
Right. All right, well, I don't want to spoil anything for you. I'll stop.
I did read something somewhere that I don't know if GGG are still planning this or not, but maybe you know a little bit about this, but are mounts supposed to be in Act 4?
No, there's one mount that has been teased, and it was teased in like March of 2023. It's Summon Roa, and it's just like a Roa that you can ride. It's a gem, okay? It's a gem that you can equip, and it's a minion, and when you're riding it, you don't get a movement speed penalty while shooting and moving.
Okay.
Which is pretty crazy.
So it's like a ranger thing. Okay.
Right. Yeah. It can be it's like ranger. I wonder if it works on crossbow. I presume it will. I don't know about spear, but just any range thing. But then if you get knocked off it or if it dies, you get heavy stunned. So there's like that trade-off. It still seems really busted being able to move and attack.
Might be a way to make your character immune to stun or something as well.
Right. And then just play off that. Like, all I can picture is Angermist just, you know, getting on top of this Roa ASAP and just sprinting through and then, you know, only killing what is, you know, getting level 10 or whatever you need for Perfect Strike or some shit to fight Doriani.
Yeah. 1 hour axe, all six axe speed run.
Just zooming through on this Roa, perfectly dodging everything, you know. No hitting the boss fights and everything. I can see it happen. Did you? So I know you said you participated in the first one. Did you finish out or did you tap out?
Oh, no. It was an awful run. I got to like halfway through act two and I was like, there's just no point. I'm just going to watch the rest of it. It was rough.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't imagine it. I'm curious because I did watch all three and I thought just until like Angermist finished essentially. And I thought it was pretty entertaining. Like I like was doing other stuff while watching it, but I still thought it was pretty exciting. It wasn't like a slog or anything. What were your thoughts on the race and like the strategies used by all the players there?
I mean, they're a bunch of chads. That was impressive. Like, it's also very, because I mean a lot of these guys, that's all they do, you know. That's just their gameplay loop is practicing the racing, and more power to them, but like that is not my cup of tea. I was really surprised that I thought GGG would do like a Twitch drop or something.
Yeah,
like that would, I feel like that would have been so smart for them to have done a Twitch drop. The viewership would have skyrocketed. Oh, yeah. And people would have, I feel like that would have been a nice in between
because people were really upset that there was only going to be a reward for first place. I feel like they could have done a Twitch drop, and then that would have been like everyone else's participation trophy, basically. I don't know if they've ever done that before for racing or anything, but I was surprised they didn't do something like that.
Maybe for the Gauntlet, they've done Twitch drops. I can't remember if they've done Twitch drops for the Gauntlet or not, but for an official hosted race, I'm sure they've done them in the past, but those are usually around league launches. But I've come more to that point of view. When it first came out and I recorded my initial reaction, I was just like, yeah, this is so awesome. You know, best of the best. I'm totally going to participate and I'm going to try it out, blah, blah, blah. But then as we got to the day and I had like a pop-up thing occur and I couldn't, you know, participate at a family thing. And I watched these guys and I'm like, what? I can't even do this in like 10 hours. I probably can't do it in 10 hours right now. What is the point? Like, I kind of see people's point of view. Like, this sucks. The game's been out for 2.5 months and they're running an event, but it's only for, you know, 50 people out of millions of players. I understood people's point of view a lot more than like my initial reaction. And it did kind of suck that more people can participate, especially seeing how they used to run Path of Exile 1 races way back in the day, where they were a lot tighter. And, you know, just if you finished, you would get something just to showcase, hey, I was here and I had the fortitude to go through and finish this out. You know, because this is kind of, it's a marathon for a lot of people. Angermus, 2 hours, 13 minutes. But a lot of people,
not 2 hours, dude. Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I hope they do, like, it would be, I'm a sucker for stuff that goes in the hideout. Like, I remember in PoE1, one of my buddies has, like every league, I guess there's, like, a trophy you can get if you do all the challenges.
Yep.
And my buddy has like every trophy that's ever existed for PoE1. Well, and I always thought that was the coolest thing ever. I hope they do stuff like that for PoE2. The sooner they do it, the better. Cause like all the stuff, you know, it's something that you can get now that you can never get again.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just, I don't know. I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff.
Dude. I am a challenge enjoyer in Path of Exile 1. I'm totally in agreement. I think it's egregious that there wasn't something for this league, like a little commemoration, you know, trophy or statue or something that you could earn. The challenge system in Path of Exile is like ahead of its time, where it's all totally free and you just complete these various tasks in the game, some that you get naturally, some that you can target. And they've been doing that for like since your buddy started playing, probably in like 2013, I think is when they started. That is so cool. I'd love to see that. And I know that they said they're going to do it starting at least in 1.0, but I totally agree with you. They should start it sooner. That'd be super cool. Great incentive for people to play.
Especially since like the people playing now were the ones who paid for the game. I mean, I guess theoretically, like they gave like to play in early access, you got $30 worth of points or whatever to spend on your stash, and if you're gonna play the game, you're gonna spend those points anyways, so it's kind of still free to play, I guess, if you look at it like that. But
I think it's a pretty good money investment too, dude. Like a lot of people I love the guys played 600 hours and I hate the game, it sucks, and I'm like, what is this,
you played 600 hours, like,
come on guys. You like the game. You modestly enjoy the game, at least for a little bit, hopefully. Otherwise, don't play 600 hours. Don't do it.
Yeah. Being one of those people, I can say that, like, I played that much. It's got problems, but it was still a phenomenal time, you know, getting to that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Game has problems. It's the worst state it's ever going to be in, as the great Zizarin said. And it's just going to get better from here, essentially. It's going to change a lot. Now, I would be remiss. That's a good way to look at it. If I did not ask you, are you going to try out Last Epoch when season 2 hits? Now April 17th, not April 2nd.
I seen that. It's going to be like I don't know, because I've never played Last Epoch before. I've watched some videos of it. The trailer for it looks amazing. Like the trailer that's got millions of views that they did. The trailer looks really good, but
I mean, it's going to depend, I guess, how PoE 2 is going at that time. Yeah, it's one of the, I just don't know. Like, I want to say yes, but if PoE 2 is still hype 2 weeks in, I'm probably just going to keep playing PoE 2. Yeah. No, that's what I'm familiar with.
I totally get that. Yeah, it's that was... We haven't had a good bout of drama like that in the ARPG community for quite some time. I mean, a lot of people really, really left.
There were some upset people. Yeah,
there were some. I'm one of the minority that thinks it was overblown. But hey, you know, okay. People like games. I like my games. So,
I kind of agree with you. Like, things happen. Life happens. I don't think anyone's trying to sabotage anybody. Like, it kind of just is. It just is what it is, you know.
Yeah, I don't. Just don't think. I don't think these companies are necessarily like that. I think it's this is what's best for us. We're doing this. It's not. We want to F you over completely. We're gonna launch our game right when your game's launched. I don't think it's like.
I mean, I've never played Last Epoch, but when I watched gameplay of Last Epoch. And then I watch gameplay of Path of Exile 2. Like, I'm not I don't want to hate on Last Epoch, but it just PoE 2's graphics and like how smooth the gameplay is. It just, I feel like PoE 2 is just like a future generation of ARPG.
Yeah.
It's like not really a competition, I feel like. So
that's the real winner. Just for me personally, like a lot of ARPG players, they absolutely love systems and the games and crafting and, you know, depth of character customization and flexibility and end game and all that. And Last Epoch does have that in droves, but you are right. Explicitly. I mean, the impact in PoE 2, the animations, the graphics, they're all superior. I think it is a subjective thing, but objectively, like, it's just, it has way more money into it, way more time into it, way more investment. And you can see that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's a shot, chat, saying you're throwing shots. I think that's true.
It's just, it's like a studio and a money thing, right?
Right,
like,
right. They're scrappier. One day.
Like, there's PoE 1, there's PoE 2, and Last Epoch probably falls somewhere in between the two of them.
Right. Maybe one day, you know, there's when Last Epoch has at least Last Epoch 2 coming out, same scenario is going to be happening, you know, 10 years down the line, 20 years down the line. It'll be interesting. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. So,
yeah.
All right, Loopy, is there anything else, Path of Exile 2, ARPG, anything else you wanted to chat about today, man?
Oh, man, it's been nice chatting with you. I'm freaking excited for the 27th, man.
I know. All right.
I've been like out of PoE for a bit and I am ready to get back in.
All right. We will absolutely have to reconnect after the 27th. See what went on. See if see if we hyped it up appropriately, if we underhyped it, overhyped it, everything. So this is great,
lots
man.
Of hype.
Thank you so much for hopping on the pod and everybody in the chat, everybody in the VOD. I will have links to all of Loopy's stuff, his stream, his YouTube channel, in the description below. If you haven't, make sure you subscribe to him. I'm sure you're going to put out some banger content when Path of Exile 2.2 hits.
Looking forward to it. Oh, yeah. Right. Looking forward to it.
I did 60 trials of the ancestors, so you didn't have to. Was it worth it?
Yeah. Yeah. I hunted all of Einar's beasts for you.
Yes. Hunted every single beast so you don't have to. Gonna be awesome, man. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you later, dude.
See you, man.
Bye.